This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is celebrating a better-than-expected jobs report for May. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The thinking was businesses cut millions of jobs in May and that the unemployment rate would climb to near 20%. Instead, the rate dropped to a still high 13.3%, and employers added 2.5 million workers.
This report has surprised almost everybody,
including CFRA Research's Sam Stovall and President Trump.
I didn't know it would start this quickly.
Who was fast to take a Rose Garden victory lap, predicting an even faster economic recovery and calling on more governors to open their states for business.
I don't know why they continue to lock down.
Some economists predict the jobless rate will stay in double digits into next year, since it's unclear how many jobs lost during the shutdown are gone for good. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump also invoked George Floyd's name while praising the economic news on Friday. The president said an improving economy is the best thing that can happen for race relations in the United States.
Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying this is a great thing that's happening for our country. This is a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody. In terms of equality.
As protests over Floyd's death in Minneapolis police custody continue, the president said equal justice under the law means all Americans need fair treatment from law enforcement, regardless of race. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has renamed the area near Lafayette Park in Washington Black Lives Matter Plaza. The words Black Lives Matter have been painted in huge yellow letters along 16th Street in Washington near the White House. This is